Fall always has big shoes to fill. Coming in on the heels of a season synonymous with sunshine, vacations and outdoor activities, autumn signals the start of the school year and days that are increasingly shorter and colder. But longtime locals know fall is one of the best times of year on the peninsula, filled with clear, warm days and the intermingling of end-of-summer traditions with autumn ones. Here are 15 autumn events we're looking forward to in 2022, from the return of the Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival to the bevy of fall food events around the 650. Traditional German folk music and dancing takes place at Redwood City's annual Oktoberfest. Photo by Joel Wade Photography, Redwood City Oktoberfest September 21-25. Get a taste of Munich's Oktoberfest without leaving the peninsula by heading to Redwood City for its 8th annual celebration. With bench seating in an 1,100-square-foot tent mirroring the traditional beer tents in Munich, the festival features cold beer, pretzels, bratwurst and other German fare, plus traditional folk music, dancing and a stein-holding competition. Redwood City Oktoberfest Sept. 21-25 at Courthouse Square, 2200 Broadway, Redwood City. Hours are 5-9 p.m. September 21-22, 5-10 p.m. September 23rd, noon to 4 p.m. and 5-9 p.m. September 24th and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 4-8 p.m. September 25th. Ticket prices range from $10 to $17 for all ages and $16 to $27 for people 21 and over, plus VIP 6-person table seatings for $255. San Mateo Firefighters Association's Chili Cook-Off September 24th. The 13th annual Chili Cook-Off returns to Central Park in San Mateo. Taste as many chili entries as you want and get a bowl of your favorite along with cold beer. Listen to live music and peruse the car show while you're there. All proceeds from the event benefit the Muscular Dystrophy Association. San Mateo Firefighters Association's Chili Cook-Off September 24th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Central Park, 50 East 5th Avenue, San Mateo. Entry is $10 per person. Pacific Coast Fog Fest September 24-25. Ironically, the 35th annual Pacific Coast Fog Fest takes place during one of the most fog-free times of year on the coastside. The festivities kick off with a parade and marching band competition Saturday, with lots of food offerings, arts and craft vendors, kids' activities and live music throughout the weekend. Pacific Coast Fog Fest September 24-25 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Palmetto Avenue in Pacifica. Admission is free. Tour the gardens at Heritage Park and sample harvested produce during the Harvest History Festival in Mountain View. Photo by Natalia Nazarova, Harvest History Festival September 24th. Mountain View's Heritage Park hosts the celebration of Silicon Valley's agricultural history as the Valley of Heart's Delight. Tour the park's gardens while listening to live music by the Stragaliers and sample harvested produce. Tours of the historic immigrant house, garden demos and children's activities including a puppet show and bubble entertainment round out the morning's activities. Harvest History Festival September 24th from 9 a.m. to noon at Heritage Park, 711 North Rangsdorf Avenue, Mountain View. The event is free. Taste of the County October 1st. The second annual Taste of the County was inspired by the restaurants that donated meals to families and frontline workers during the pandemic. Taste food from San Mateo County restaurants and sip on drink pours from local wineries and breweries. There will also be live music and a children's area with games and activities. A VIP Plus Pass gets you access to the VIP lounge with an upgraded bar. Taste of the County October 1st from noon to 4 p.m. at the San Mateo County Event Center, 2495 South Delaware Street, San Mateo. Tickets start at $25 per person, and kids up to 14 years old get in free with a paid adult ticket. More than 10,000 one-of-a-kind glass pumpkins are on sale during the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch in Palo Alto. Photo by Veronica Weber, Great Glass Pumpkin Patch October 1-2. The Palo Alto Art Center hosts the 27th annual Great Glass Pumpkin Patch, which brings 5,000 people to the Art Center's grounds to browse more than 10,000 one-of-a-kind glass pumpkins, gourds and autumnal keepsakes for sale. The glass pumpkins come in all colors and sizes, ranging in height from 1 inch to 2 feet. There will also be glass-blowing demonstrations throughout the weekend. Great Glass Pumpkin Patch October 1-2 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Palo Alto Art Center, 1313 Newell Road, Palo Alto. Admission is free. Bay Area Diwali Festival October 8. The Hindu festival of Diwali, known as the Festival of Lights, is celebrated by millions of people every year. Join the Cupertino festivities for Indian food, arts and crafts booths, music and dancing featuring classical Kathak and Bharatanatyam to popular Bollywood. Bay Area Diwali Festival October 8 from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Memorial Park, 10185 N. Stelling Road in Cupertino. Admission is free. San Carlos Art and Wine Fair October 8-9. Besides a variety of food, wine and craft brew, the 30th annual San Carlos Art and Wine Fair features over 150 artists selling ceramics, photography and more, live bands and a family fun zone. San Carlos Art and Wine Fair October 8-9 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at San Carlos Avenue and Laurel Street in San Carlos. Admission is free. Pumpkin pie eating contests are held both days of the Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival. Photo by Igor Portone, Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival October 15-16. One of the Bay Area's favorite fall traditions is back for its 50th year. Beat the traffic and head to the coastside early for the pancake breakfast at 7 a.m. either day. The costume contest and Great Pumpkin Parade are Saturday, and the 44th annual Pumpkin Run, a kids' fun run, 5 Kelvins, 10 Kelvins and half marathon, is Sunday morning. Peruse pumpkin patches, sip on Half Moon Bay Brewing Company's Pumpkin Harvest Ale and enjoy pumpkin-infused foods including chili, smoothies and several desserts. Don't forget about the World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off, which is held at the beginning of the week on October 10 starting at 7 a.m. Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Main Street in Half Moon Bay. Admission is free. Pumpkin Run registration ranges from $25 to $55. Halloween at Hiller Aviation Museum October 22-31. Visit the Hiller Aviation Museum in October as it's transformed into the haunted hangar with spooky decorations. Come for the Halloween Kids Carnival October 22-23, where kids can paint a plane, and for the Halloween Kids Festival October 29-30 featuring the helicopter pumpkin drop. Halloween at Hiller Aviation Museum Haunted Hangar Display October 22-31 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., open until 8 p.m. October 28-30, Halloween Kids Carnival and Paint a Plane October 22-23 from 10 a.m. to noon, Halloween Kids Festival October 29-30 from 10 a.m. to noon, Pumpkin Drop at noon. Hiller Aviation Museum, 601 Skyway Road, San Carlos. Museum admission is $19 per adult, $12 per senior, 65 and up, and child ages 5 to 17, free for kids 4 and under. Mountain View Monster Bash October 29. Don your Halloween costumes for spooky games, a twisty maze, stiltwalkers, a Dia de los Muertos celebration and more in Mountain View. Attendees are encouraged to walk or bike to the family-friendly fall festival. Monster Bash October 29 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rangsdorf Park, 201 South Rangsdorf Avenue, Mountain View. The event is free. Mountain View's Monster Bash is a family-friendly Halloween event where costumes are encouraged. Photo by Natalia Nazarova, Art and Lit Fest November 5. This inaugural event will showcase local poets, authors, artists, musicians and crafters to promote the rise of Daly City's art community. Shop artisan vendors, listen to author talks and live music, browse the art gallery and take part in a community mural. Art and Lit Fest November 5 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Serramonte Center, 3 Serramonte Center, Daly City. Admission is free. Dia de los Muertos Celebration November 7. Celebrate the Day of the Dead with music, traditional food and a processional at Courthouse Square in Redwood City. The San Mateo County History Museum will also host activities, and the Festival of the Altar will be on display November 2-7. Dia de los Muertos celebration November 7 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the San Mateo County History Museum and Courthouse Square, 2200 Broadway, Redwood City. Courthouse Square activities begin at 4 p.m., with the procession starting at 6:30 p.m. The Pigeon Point Lighthouse in Pescadero has been standing since 1872. offering motorists the opportunity to stop in a turnout off the highway for some quick snapshots. Photo by Veronica Weber, Pigeon Point Lighthouse's 150th Anniversary Celebration November 12, celebrate the 150th anniversary of a coastside landmark. First lit on November 15, 1872, the 115-foot beacon is tied for the tallest tower on the West Coast. The event will include guided tours, music, children's activities, and a local maritime author. The tower's original First Order Fresnel lens will be lit from the fog signal building from 5 to 7 p.m. Pigeon Point Lighthouse's 150th Anniversary Celebration November 12 from 1 to 7 p.m. at Pigeon Point Light Station State Historic Park on Pigeon Point Road in Pescadero. The event is free. Spartan Turkey Trot November 24. Burn off some calories before the big Thanksgiving dinner at the 13th Annual Turkey Trot at Mountain View High. Take part in a 5 Kelvins walk or run, a kids' run, or the Spartan Mile. All proceeds benefit the school's athletic department. Spartan Turkey Trot November 24 at 8:30 a.m. at Mountain View High School, 3535 Truman Avenue, Mountain View. Visit the website closer to the event for fee information. The Post Giant Gourds and Oktoberfest Pours, 15 events we're excited about this autumn appeared first on the 650.